You are listening to the artist Lauren Moffat about her work Image Technology Echoes in the VR art exhibition Resonant Realities.
Image Technology Echoes is a little bit about the difference between how we experience the world from inside our minds and inside of our bodies and what is perceptible to people around us on the outside. So how differently our inner experience is to what we reveal on the surface. So in order to explore this, I built this situation where it's possible to actually physically step into the bodies of the people who you encounter in the piece. And then at the moment when you step inside one of the bodies, you are sort of transported into this person's mental space. And inside these spaces, they're virtual rooms that have objects and texts and images that are kind of, and also some of these images and texts and objects have certain behaviors. And through the kind of exploration and the sort of paying close attention to everything that's going on in these different spaces, you can kind of make out a story or possibly the histories of these characters who you've encountered just before in the gallery. I made this work using a volumetric capture technique. This is when you have an array of cameras surrounding a person, or it could be an animal, anything that moves. And then afterwards you run all the footage that's been shot from all of these different perspectives through a set of algorithms that then reconstruct the person or the animal as a 3D animation. So this allows artists and directors to work with real actors rather than using, for instance, 3D models that are rigged with motion capture. Everything that you encounter in the gallery and in the other two spaces, like the internal spaces of the characters, all of the drawings and texts and objects, they were made by myself. There's only one exception in the gallery. There is a sculpture that was made a little bit as a collaboration between myself and the sculptor Lisa Thiemann, who lives in Berlin. This is one of her pieces from a few years ago that I scanned in 3D, and then I sort of rearranged some of the parts. So I sort of made it into a 3D collage. So in the end, this is sort of a collaborative piece. But otherwise, everything in the gallery was made by myself in a period of around the last 15 years or so. So some of these works are actually kind of older expressions of myself, and this is sort of the autobiographical side of this work.